previewing the weekend of racing, sport and everything in between. You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.
Oh, welcome back. I'm Miles Fitzner with you for the Form Lounge on a Friday. I've got this man. He's a superstar, all thanks to Dabble, of course. You can bet with Miles on Dabble. Gamble responsibly. We love his insight. We love his thoughts in the West. He's playing an Ambrose Golf Day at the moment. He's taken time out of his day because it's an Ambrose Golf Day to chat to us. Terry Layton, hello to you, my friend.
Hello, Miles. I've taken time out of my day to chat to you, mate. That's the reason.
How are you?
Yeah, well, mate. How are you?
Going very well. Going very well. Have you got 6 or 7 minutes for me?
Yeah, mate. Of course I do. Of course I do. We've just lobbed one on the green on a par three, so I'm just walking down and admiring my handiwork.
Yeah, well, how many shots are you at the moment? What's the go?
We're 2 over after 7, so we're the three ball Ambrose, so we're I think we're a bit behind the 8 ball, but we're doing our best. That's all you can do, you know. It's 20-odd degrees, it's a little bit of wind. It's just nice conditions. It's 9, what's it over here in Perth, 9:45, so about half an hour from a beer, I reckon.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock somewhere. Hey, Terry, I want to start with the Scenic Blast Stakes. We've had a few texts coming in regards to My Bella May and people asking the questions. I thought Man Crush was a really good hope. How are you seeing this race?
Yeah, Man Crush is one of my best bets today, Miles. I'm really a big fan of this horse when it can find the fence, and there's just simply no other speed, and especially no other speed drawn underneath it. So Holly Watson will find the fence. I thought it was super tough, over 1,300 from the breeze last start. So we're back to the 12. As I said, it's going to lead on its ear. I think the rest of the form is pretty ordinary. It's all pretty standard stuff. And I spoke to our man, Miles, LK Fernie, the trainer, yesterday, just to confirm that the sort of 5 weeks between runs, Boxing Day was the last effort, was no major issue. And he said it wasn't. He wanted to split Wild Bell, who won the last feature, and he wanted to split Man Crush so they could win a feature each, basically. So pretty keen. I reckon Man Crush leads and wins.
Beautiful. I want to start a little bit earlier on in the card. I thought races 1 and 2 were rather difficult. You didn't have anything in the first two. Did you have Snippy Witch on top in race 2?
Nah, mate. I reckon I'll just about give up if Snippy Witch wins that race. Like, I actually don't think Snippy Witch is any good. I've had that opinion for quite some time. Couldn't chase him down with Pike giving it a 10 last start at $1.40. The previous win has no form out of it whatsoever. It's not for me. I really like Ancient Guidance as a horse, but I think from a value point of view, there's a horse down the bottom there called Camera Action, something you look tremendous in front of, Miles. I reckon its last run, it was only a maiden, but it sat 4 deep, no cover the troop against 2 horses and ran 3rd against Made in Mexico and deferred. And I reckon you'll find those 2 horses will end up being very good, potentially black type runners. So there's no speed in this. I reckon Chris Parnham, which is a great booking, will kick it out, try and land in the first couple. And I just think that's well over the odds. I think it should be single figures each way. So the fact we're getting around $17 each way, happy to have something small on.
Race 3 was probably one. Here for Checks does look, we've had a few questions on Here for Checks too, does look like the horse I had on top. I'm not going to be launching into this race, certainly not a best. I thought Fashion Stakes was over the odds.
Yeah, I've marked Here for Checks and Wonder Weapon equal favourites, so it makes Wonder Weapon the each way play. It's going super. It was another one that was caught deep last start and kept on coming. Here for Checks, yeah, it's hard to beat. Deserves to be around about $4, but it's a horse that's been hard to beat at, you know, 5 of its last 6 runs, and it just sort of finds 1 better, finds 2 better, finds 3 better. So at the price, I prefer to go Wonder Weapon each way. Fashion Stakes for 5 weeks between runs is a little worry from the gate for me, so happy to go against it, but Wonder Weapon each way, race 3 is an easy bet for me on price.
Anything in race 4 or race 5? I know race 4, Autumn Rebels. Race 4, 235 Secret Attraction, and race 5, Autumn Rebel. They're both sort of short enough in the market now.
Yeah, well, I think Secret Attraction's a fair dinkum model. Its last start was vetted, and I think people haven't really been discussing that enough. This is a midweek staying race, and Secret Attraction is a potential black type horse. So I'm happy to back Secret Attraction $2.40 plus, Miles. You know, I'm not a real short punter, but it's going to definitely get me. Hang on, he's about to put this in.
Oh! Hey!
Oh! The listeners have loved that one, Gary. They absolutely love that one. Like, you should have seen that. He's just trained to putt from 30 metres. I do apologise, Miles. and that was anything. He hasn't hit one off the screws all day. Like, it's incredible.
30 metre putt. These greens must be enormous.
He's 112 handicap, I reckon. Anyway, so I do like Secret Attraction. Autumn Rebel, there's no speed in that race. This horse is going to drop out to dead last. Yes, he can win. I have no doubt about that. But, geez, it's going to be a risk over 1,800 at Ascot after a month off from dead last in a race with no speed. So I'm going to back Speak to Me and have something small came, but it's not a race I'm going to get too involved in because I do really like Autumn Rebel as a horse.
Race 6, I didn't like the race.
No, race 6 and 7, current prices are all mine. Found them quite sticky, and it's the same with the last of the day miles. Lots of speed in that, but, I mean, if they run them off their legs, can a horse like My Dilemma or Honeydew keep up and be close enough to run the split to get them late? So, sticky.
Hey, a couple off the text. Ben in Wattle Grove, he said, I'm keen on here for Checks and My Bella May, but he said the Carberry stats the last 12 months aren't great. He was with Glasgow Lass and the McAuliffe horses. Is that...
Yes. Yeah, 100%. That is a big worry. Paddy Carberry probably isn't riding the amount of winners he'd probably like to be at the moment. I'm sort of happy steering clear of him. I think he's only probably ridden two or three winners in the last few months. So I'm sort of happy to steer clear. And that Glasgow Lass, I have heard the whisper that most of us over in WA have, that Mitchie Pateman thinks it's very good. And the nominal favourite for the Karrakatta at the moment is a horse called Golden Vale, who Simon Miller trains. And it actually beat Golden Vale in a recent trial, and they were sort of under similar riding. It's probably under a little bit more. So I get the excitement behind Glasgow Lass and expect that to be extremely well backed because Mitch has got a big mouth.
Yeah. Hey, Shawnee from Perth has chimed in. He said, I want Terry's thoughts on a couple of horses if you can. Thoughts on Budgerigar?
Yeah, well, it's up against mine today, actually. I was going to tip you my horse.
Material Witness?
Evelina in that same race. Oh. So I was going to tip you Evelina, but I reckon Budgerigar Evelina will quinella the race. The order is a 50-50, but Budgerigar is going super. Evelina is going super. We're going to instruct Lucy to be positive and try and land in the first four. I think Chris Parner will be next to us with Budgerigar. That should be the quinella. I'm going to be loyal to my horse and back Evelina, but I think they're both about $3 chances each.
So you're Evelina and Budgerigar?
Yep, that's in race number 5. And if you're going to have another bet today,
this is at Bunbury.
Yes.
Yeah.
You asked about Bunbury, yeah. So yep, today, yep. Yeah, Australia Day racing at Bunbury. And race number 7 today, Cool Memory, is the horse I'm probably most looking forward to the whole long weekend. I think they will bounce this out and try and lead today. Its last start effort's coming from near last on a massive leader bias day, which is huge. And I just don't think this race has much in it. And we're getting near $4 or something. So I think that's a great price today at Bunbury. So race 7, Cool Memory.
So Cool Memory there. We've got Evelina and Budgerigar. And then just repeating the ones that you're sort of probably liking on top tomorrow.
At Ascot, we like race 3, Wonder Weapon each way. Race 4, Secret Attraction win. Race 8, Man Crush win. And something small on race 2, Camera Action each way at the healthy double figures.
Hey, Terry, keep going. I know you've got to hit off the tee for the next hole. Appreciate your time, as always. Glad we could be a part of someone thinking sinking a 30-metre putt. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate.
Terry Layton there. Just don't forget, to the dabblers and all the people on the SEN Track Radio, you can go and podcast this show. So if you want to hear Terry's thoughts again, go to the SEN app. You can go to the podcast section, type in the Form Lounge. There'll be the Terry Layton clips. The Best Bet clips will all go up there as well. A few more people in off the text. What have you got? Milo, I just knocked off work. Thank the Lord. Heading home. Time for a froth, a feed, and a punt. Are you putting up any quaddies today? No quaddies for me today, Jack. I was sort of concentrated more on form for tomorrow because I've got sports day a little bit later on today. So I mainly did the form for tomorrow, like just the Caulfield meeting today and then form for tomorrow. But I sort of found a few of those races towards the end of the day today at Caulfield probably going to be pretty tough. But you know what? If I knock off here at 1 o'clock, Jack, I might just go and see if I can build a quaddie for you. I'll whack it up on my Instagram profile. Someone said, is Miles, are you on this afternoon? No, I'm not on the Savo. Kamloops, Sam Highland are taking you through trackside from 1 o'clock on all SEN track stations right around the country. I'll get to more on the Banter channel and more of those texts on the other side of this. My best bets, there's not many of them, only about 3 or 4 on the other side of this. Maybe a couple of suggestions and run through some things to do for a multi. So dabblers, hold 5 to those on the radio. Back in a moment.